Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 20, 20 to 26. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 20, verse 20 to 26. Keeping a close watch on him, they sent spies who pretended to be sincere. They hoped to catch Jesus in something he said so that they might hand him over to the power and authority of the governor. So the spies questioned him, "Teacher, we know that you speak and teach what is right, and that you do not show partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" He saw through their duplicity and said to them, "Show me a denarius, whose image and inscription are on it." "Caesar's," they replied. He said to them, "Then give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's." They were unable to trap him in what he had said there in public, and astonished by his answer, they became silent. My theme for reflection is, whose image do you bear? Whose image do you bear? If you have ever been stuck in an awkward dinner conversation about politics or taxes, you know the tension in Luke 20, 20 to 26. In fact, someone once joked that there are two things you can't avoid: death and taxes. As Jesus stood surrounded by religious leaders and government sympathizers alike, he was asked one of those no-win questions about paying taxes to Caesar. It was the first century version of being cornered at a family reunion with, "So how do you feel about the government?" Luke tells us they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be sincere, that they might catch him in something he said. What was the goal? Trap Jesus between Rome and the people. A no would mark him a revolutionary. A yes would label him a traitor to his own people. Yet Jesus, with brilliance that silenced even his critics, said, "Show me a denarius. Whose likeness and inscription does it have?" They said, "Caesar's." He replied, "Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." This was not a dodge. It was a reframing. Jesus reminded them and us that Caesar's image may be on a coin, but God's image is on us. We live as citizens of two kingdoms. Our governments deserve our civic respect, but our ultimate loyalty, identity, and purpose belong to God alone. Augustine of Hippo captured this beautifully. "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." The coin bears Caesar's image, we bear God's image. What does this mean practically for us? It means taxes, traffic laws, and even voting can be done in a spirit of obedience and peace. That is what Romans 13 verse 1 suggests. But when human authority demands what belongs to God, our worship, our conscience, and our soul, we must obey God rather than men. That is what Acts 5:29 suggests. The early church modeled this. They honored rulers yet refused to bow to idols. In our comfortable contexts, the challenge can look different. Sometimes it is not our defiance of government, but our over-reliance on it. We may be tempted to expect political systems to deliver the justice, identity, or salvation that only Christ can give. Jesus' call is a sharp reminder. Hold governments lightly, hold God tightly. So today, as we navigate work, citizenship, and even the news, Remember that above all, we belong to the one whose image we bear. The denarius belongs to Caesar, but your heart belongs to Christ. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I tempted to place my ultimate trust, in human systems or in God? Number two, how does remembering that I bear God's image shape the way I live and treat others? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take a coin today and hold it in your hand. As you consider its value and inscription, remind yourself, I am worth far more because I bear the image of God. Offer a simple prayer of rededication. Lord, help me render to you what is yours, my heart, my life, and my worship. Lord God, you are the sovereign over all powers and authorities. Teach us to live as faithful citizens of our earthly nations, while never forgetting that our true citizenship is in heaven. Help us to give our work, our words, and our worship to you. May we reflect your image with integrity and love in all we do. Through Jesus Christ, who bore our sins and now bears our lives, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.